Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Marine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual landlady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Welcome back for another week of N4G Radio. Week of October 13th, 2008. It's Monday morning and it's time to party.
With the fanboys.
With the fanboys.
Raise the roof with the fanboys.
The fanboys. Oh, yeah. News for Fanboys podcast brought to you by
Gamma Scott, the biggest fanboy.
Your mom loves the N4G podcast.
Indeed. But with us in the studio, we have Gambus, the fanboy riot war starting con.
What did I miss?
You really? There's a big thread. It's called Fanboy Shut Up.
And it's not in the podcast forums. Oh, it's in a separate forums page.
He put it in all capitals, too, because he was serious.
I'll have to check that out.
He comes into work and says, get this.
Check this out.
He's like, I put up a forum saying, fanboys, shut up.
He's Gambus like, did this.
He goes, it hasn't really grown anywhere yet, and this is, was it 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah.
And he's like, but I can't wait to see it when I get home because it was starting to blow up when I left. He said it was on page 2 or 3.
No, it was about 21 posts within 2.5 hours.
Yeah, and I get home at like 6 o'clock, and it was like 6 pages long.
Dang.
It was ridiculous.
It's a little sick.
Gambus, the fire starter.
He's the fire starter.
Twisting fire starter.
Well, I was a little pissed off this week.
And also we have the Wombat iPhone.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm trying to look up his forum post real quick.
Did you even answer? Because somebody actually asked that. It's like, what happened that set you off on this?
What pissed you off, dog?
What pissed me off? It was the TGS and how all the announcements basically turned into giant fanboy riots. And you know something? I'm getting kind of sick of hearing about fanboys.
Well, let's stop talking about them now. We have also with us Brian the Boogeyman Peterson.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Muy bien. ¿Y tú? That was for our Spanish listening audience in Telemundo. Anyway.
And now they can't understand anything.
Ooh,
else.
We're on Telemundo?
Not today.
Oh.
You have to press the
if you want to hear the rest of this broadcast, now hit your SAS button on your keyboard.
Put it on Edos. On your keyboard.
CC, fanboy, CC.
We already talked about this.
Second.
I'm going to censor you.
Second.
We have Killer Wolverine, Justin Teltzdo.
What?
I said Tiefta.
Tiefta.
I'd like to give a shout-out.
Shout.
Can I give a shout-out?
Give a shout-out to your mama.
Well, it's not my mama. It's Mrs. Peterson. Thanks for the loving, baby. I'll be over later.
Well, she'll be over at 4.
I'm glad this podcast started off on the right foot.
Oh, I know.
It's always good when it starts off this well.
Me
So we should go into some fondling.
Mrs. Peterson,
and for streamlining this week, we have a wrap it up button.
Wrap it up!
Which we can't mention out loud. It's a good thing this is not a video podcast.
Yeah.
We'll start with the con. Yeah. You really thought I was going your way, didn't you?
No, I honestly didn't.
It's a giant, horribly vulgar sign.
It is a vulgar sign. So, begin.
Begin. All right.
Oh, he's already giving you the wrap it up. You haven't even started yet.
Okay, this week on Nintendo DS, played some more Dragon Quest IV, loving it. And
loving you.
On the
easy cows, you're beautiful.
On the Xbox 360.
It's a very musical podcast today.
I actually played 2 more levels of Force Unleashed.
Nice. It was about time.
Yeah, and it's fun.
I know.
It's really
great
fun.
Game.
I've beaten it the many times.
It's the awesome sauce. And then, get this.
I got it.
Get this. Gambus Khan played PlayStation 3 this week.
Nice.
For
good work.
Fanboy played a PS3?
That word is officially censored.
It's
don't
banned.
Censor me. You can't censor
it's
me.
It's banned.
You can't ban it.
I run
it's
the not, show.
But what about...
You
what
can't. It's my banned. Fifth Amendment.
It's banned.
What about Vagina Family?
No, Fifth Amendment is you don't have to incriminate yourself. It's First Amendment.
Well, then I incriminate myself, too. So,
so what'd you play on your PS3? Well, go ahead, sir.
I played some more Mega Man 9.
Oh, that's right. You bought it on the PS3, didn't you?
Yeah. I played it, and I didn't get any further. it's pretty tough. But you know something? I've come to the conclusion that I have to be in a certain state of mind to properly play the game. You can't play Mega Man 9 with a passive mind.
Let me ask you on progress report, how many bosses have you beaten?
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else you playing then?
And also I played a little bit of Wipeout HD.
That's awesome. I think they patched it so that you can have more than 50 friends now.
And it's really awesome.
Finally.
It's pretty miraculous that I've been playing games with a DualShock 3 controller this week. So, yeah, there you go. That's my current fondling and my future fondling this week.
Your future?
Yeah. You know something? This pisses me off. We're getting Fable 2. Mm. We're getting Fallout 3 mm-hmm. very next week.
Yeah,
oh. And then the very next week, you know, after that, Resistance 2, and then the very next
Fallout is a week later.
No, that's what he's saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fable 2 the 21st, Fallout the 28th, and then Resistance a week later.
And then Resistance the next week after that, and then Gears of War 2
and
the
Mortal
next
Kombat,
week after that.
Mortal Kombat DC. This is holiday season. Hello.
Yeah, but...
Not to mention Little Big Planet.
That's what I'll say. You're such a fanboy.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking your mic away, all right?
But,
you're banned, too.
But here's my frustration.
How can you not mention Little Big Planet?
Thing is, I was mentioning games that were similar.
And Far Cry.
He doesn't care about Far
Cry. Can he make his point? Jesus.
Yeah, my point is they're releasing two major RPGs within a week of each other. And then within the next 2 weeks after that, they're releasing two major shooter games right against each other. I mean, come on.
Well, even a week after that, then you got Gears.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah,
already.
That's what I said. Right. After Resistance 2.
Well, here's the thing, though. How long have you been a gamer?
It has not been this bad.
Bullshit. It's like this every year.
But you know something? You know something? It's different. You know why?
Why? Because you have the money to buy them all this year?
Because he...
Or you don't have the money to buy them all this year.
Here's the thing. Back in the 80s, back in the 90s, you know, this was expected because kids, you know, the main audience of gamers were kids. Now the main audience, you know, what am I trying to say here? It's an assumption by the video game market that most of the video game buyers are still kids.
You're wrong.
Or our parents buying for kids, I think is what you mean.
Go ahead.
Sounds like heaven to me.
It's a fourth quarter decision. When are people most likely to spend money?
Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's why all these games are coming out now, because people start shopping for Christmas presents. When? Not November, not December.
October.
Typically September, October, and that's why we see this big rollout. So.
But it's an oversaturation.
That's fine, and that just means that we have a bunch of stuff to keep us warm.
Yeah, exactly.
During the January, February,
who
March
wins
months.
In this situation?
I do.
Gamers.
I win. The winner is me.
Well,
now,
I mean,
now if
yeah.
your situation
now,
where
thing.
You have no
now,
money like myself,
the
then
only...
you have to shut the fuck up!
Well, I think Gambus's
Welcome to
point,
News
though,
for Feel Good podcast.
I think Gambus's point, though, is wouldn't gamers win more if the games were spread out over the course of the year?
If gamers weren't so goddamn impatient and have to play every game the minute it comes out, then we wouldn't have this problem.
Well, that's true.
They can take this game. Let's say
you better include yourself in that.
I am very included in that, but you don't hear me complaining. I said it sounds like heaven. So.
Right, but... I think Gambus's point is if they were released more spread out over the course of the year, we would still get to play all the same great games, and we would have more time to
Your
play.
Your finger is not going to get you in the conversation any sooner. Go ahead.
This is the kind of podcast you just got to talk over people, dude.
Go ahead.
They're just jumping.
Yeah,
in.
But then the people who are listening, bitch, like, I can't understand anything because everybody's
true.
Talking at the same time. So anyway.
Go ahead.
My thing about this isn't the fact that gamers are losing out, because the gamers are the winners in this. In a couple of retrospects, A, you're getting a shit ton of great titles. B, if you can't afford all these shit ton of great titles by the time you can, it's probably going to drop down.
They'll be cheaper.
Yeah. The people who lose out in this are the developers.
Yeah.
And for better or for worse, they bring them out at the same time. And that's why you'll see, you know, everybody's like, oh, I'm pissed off. Resident Evil 5 ain't coming out until March. There's a reason, because they don't want to bring it out now.
No, they want to say, okay, Christmas is over.
They were the first people to go, hey, Lost Planet sold a shit ton of titles.
Because it came out in January.
Yeah. And so they're learning that not everything has to sell at Christmas time to be a multi-million dollar seller. So I think the developers actually hurt more than anything in this fight, but gamers are always going to be a winner. So,
all right, so we're going to move on to the Wombat now.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
What you been fondling this week?
Not much, actually. I played some more Mega Man. It's awesome.
What's your progress report?
Well, I haven't quite beaten it yet, but I haven't had as much time to play it yet. So, I love it. I'll tell you that.
So you have
it's
not
just
beaten
awesome.
It yet.
I have yet to beat it.
How many hours of play time have you put into it? Because you know when you save, it tells you how much time.
You know, I haven't even checked.
How many robot bosses have you taken out?
It was four or five.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I haven't had much time.
Yeah.
Much time to play it as much as I would like, but so I played a decent amount of that this week. Also, what I played probably the most of this week, I played a big giant marathon of this game all in one day, was Wipeout, because it's awesome.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And I finally got I broke my trophy cherry as well.
I see, yes.
And actually broke my silver trophy cherry as well.
Oh, wow, you got a silver trophy.
Yeah, so one of the silver trophies is for completing 99 laps in the speed race or speed lap thing. So I got that one.
How'd you not get bored?
Huh?
How'd you not get bored?
You know, it's here's the way I didn't get bored. And we've been using the here's the a lot again today. Because the nice thing about speed lap is you're constantly trying to beat your own time.
Yeah.
And the ghost on the track shows you where you need to beat your own time. And the nice thing about Wipeout is everything's the tracks are so well done that there's always a way to shave a second or two off your time. There's always, you know, a different way you can hit one of the boosters or where you can use your boost that you get every lap. There's always a way you can shave a couple seconds off your time. So that's partially the reason why I didn't get bored. And plus, I was very committed to earning this trophy. So
you're becoming a trophy whore?
No, just that one, because I thought it was a silver trophy that I could actually achieve. So I played that. Quite a bit. I played it online as well. Got a couple trophies for online. What else? I think, honestly, that's about it this week.
Do I need to ask this week? Because there's a lot of stuff coming up. You may be the only one excited about one of them.
I really want to play Dead Space because everybody tells me that it's awesome.
Yeah.
But it's not really my style of game. So I'm still going to give it a shot.
Did you like Bioshock?
I did like Bioshock
didn't
a lot.
Buy it.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe I'll give it a try then. I just don't like Resident Evil. So if it's anything like Resident Evil.
It's not.
Okay. All right. So I hope to play that this week. I actually, and I already got flack about this, but I actually really want to play Golden Axe Beast Rider just so I can say that I played it. Just so I can say that I at least gave it a chance because, you know, I'm the king of liking mediocre games.
Hey, it could turn out to be the next Viking.
It could. That's sort of the expectations I have going into it, level expectations. Because, I mean, the expectations I had going into Viking, which were not very high.
I had very low expectations for Viking.
And I love that game. I thought it was great. It was insanely difficult once you got to certain areas. But so I definitely want to play that this week. And then, you know, it's just waiting on the 21st.
Fable. Little Big Planet.
Far Cry. Spider-Man.
That's 28.
So you didn't play any of your...
Oh, they pushed Spider-Man back?
I thought it was 28.
Second.
Oh.
Yeah. Same day as everything else.
Okay. But, like, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah,
Planet Beta.
Yeah, I have, actually. Thanks for reminding me. I did play some more of the Little Big Planet. The Little Big Planet Beta this week. It's still as awesome as it was last week.
The levels are getting better.
They are getting better.
Yes,
did you see online that the dude who made the calculator?
No,
you
I haven't
see
seen
that?
The calculator yet.
Have you seen it? Am I the only person in here who's seen it?
I saw the dog sledding race.
You need to go online. I think it's actually it's on N4G.
How about that?
So search for it on N4G. Somebody made a difference engine calculator in Little Big Planet. There's like 500. It almost maxes out the temperature meter because all it looks like, it just looks like a big wooden thing with a box with some things that flip for numbers here. A box that flips for numbers here, and a box that flips for numbers here, and then levers to pull for each one. So you look at it, and you're like, how in the heck did this max out the temperature meter? And then, like, in the video that I saw, they unhide all the stuff that makes it run, and it goes all the way to the top of the screen where you can go of just pulleys and switches and strings tying stuff together and just... It's ridiculous, and it's a real functioning addition or subtraction calculator. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life.
I guess my question to that would be, what the fuck was the point?
I have no idea, but it's impressive.
I mean, I can appreciate what he did, but where's the fun in that?
Right.
Oh,
right.
Look, 1 + 1 = 2.
Probably creating it.
Well, that's fine, yeah. But, you know, and I, like I said, it's not like I can't appreciate it, but
well,
you'll go in it and you'll be like, neat.
Just to be like,
and then walk back out.
And like I said,
just to see what you can do with it.
I mean, in my play time with Little Big Planet, it seems that the game is, at least to me, is just as much a puzzle game as it is a platformer because you're constantly trying to figure out how they made things work, things in the levels.
You can
work.
borrow stuff from there,
right.
Which is cool.
So. But anyways.
We're going to move on to the boogeyman. I'll try to constrain you a little bit because we don't need the whole show about one game.
Sure, you want to skip me for a second? Or
no, go ahead.
All right.
I got my card.
All right. I'll be as quick and brief as possible. I apologize to Atlas One. I told him I was not going to be on the podcast this week. But Alina,
it's Altus.
Is it Altus?
It's Altus.
Okay, whatever.
We got yelled at for that like four times.
Sorry, Altus.
Altus shrugged.
Anyway, I was actually forced to take Sunday off.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You told me. Sorry.
Yeah, so I was like, okay. So I had an unsuspected turn of events, so I'm here.
Welcome back.
So
your grandma.
In a nutshell, I have NBA Live, Silent Hill, Mega Man, and that might be...
Yeah, the big one.
Well, those games have been, unfortunately, neglected for the little time I've had to play of each of those titles. They've all been taken up by the game that Altus One knows as Dead Space. Received a copy last Monday.
Bite me.
Buy it. Period.
No.
Well, you don't have to, but I'll try to make this as short and sweet as possible here. If you like Bioshock, if you're a fan of horror movies, I hate to use the comparison to Resident Evil, but if you liked Resident Evil 4, you'll still appreciate it, kind of a thing. Basically, if you took Bioshock, the movie Event Horizon, the movie The Thing, Resident Evil 4, put them into a blender, you'd get Dead
Space. It'd be nasty.
Yeah.
It'd be a real nasty blender.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to drink that.
Short and sweet of it, basically the game, you're an engineer named Isaac, and you're going through as you've crash-landed upon a ship you're supposed to be saving, a la Event Horizon. There's a lot of stuff borrowed from movies and stuff. You can kind of see this as you're playing the game. But it's not necessarily a bad thing because plagiarism is the form of our nation. So.
Simpsons did it. Yeah. You know, it's the way of the future.
And so you are needing to repair the ship that you're on so you can get out of there because when you land upon the ship, you notice all this fucked up shit starts going down and almost everybody, if not everybody, is dead on the ship. All you see is video communications and audio communications, pretty much kind of giving you an idea what possibly happened on the ship. But you have, like, these crazy deformed creatures that sprout limbs that will come at you out of nowhere. At first thought that they were alien life forms, but now you figure that they've actually been mutated forms of the people who were aboard the ship. So not only are they, you know, these creatures, but they were former people before this.
Not to give too much away, but a lot of people are saying that what you've seen so far isn't really...
Right, and that's the thing. This is where I am. I'm approximately 4 hours into the game, and I plan on getting at least another 3 in tonight. Would have gotten farther last night, but Cranium was calling. So
we had to party.
basically, where I've gotten so far is probably the scariest game I possibly have ever played. This is a game that when you do play it, you do not want to be really... I mean, if you're going to be with friends, make sure everybody's kind of paying attention to the game. Because this is one of those games, if you immerse yourself into it, you're going to scare yourself.
This is the kind you play with headphones on? Should play with headphones on?
Or a surround system, but yeah.
Because headphones are... Yeah. I like headphones better than surround system because it muffles out everything else around you. So if something does happen, you're not taken out of it, and it's so surrounding.
But I mean, just noises are from everywhere. And the thing is, the game doesn't rely on ambience music and stuff like that. You'll come to a point where you'll walk and be like, you know, it's like, okay, something's getting ready to happen. But mostly it's scratching, canisters falling. You'll see things walking along the walls. They'll do things to kind of tease you that something big's going to happen. I was walking down the tight corridor. I was telling this to Killer Wolverine last night. Walking down the tight corridor, it had, like, windows on either side of it, and all of a sudden I hear this Cloverfield, like, monster scream, like, rah! And all the windows shatter out through. And that's all I know so far of what lies ahead. Basically, I'm fighting all these other things going, okay, if these things are a lot of trouble, I don't even want to know what the fuck that was I just heard. Because it's obvious this thing is a lot larger in scale than what I've been fighting. And the thing is, like, the whole creepy atmosphere is just awesome because there'll be, like, scenes where you'll be riding along scaffolding where all you see is fog. You see nothing beneath you, but you'll hear, like, creatures, like, screaming and scurrying about and stuff like that. The game is actually keeps me on such edge that I can only play 30 or 40 minute intervals before I have to take a little break because everything just keeps me so intense. I mean, I'm just like gripping the controller going, okay, I don't want to walk around this corner anymore because the thing is, with these enemies, there is no right way to kill them, I guess, for lack of a better word, because they have basically limbs and a head, and it can be like anything from like crazy, you know, claws and clippers to arms, or it could be like this crazy, like, spider looking creature with a leg. Could be like a head with like spider arms on it. I mean, just all kinds of crazy deformed things. But the thing is, if you just try to take a headshot, sometimes it'll work. Most of the times it won't, because either A, the limbs will still keep coming at you and you still need to dismember the limbs anyway, or B, surprise, surprise, you shoot the head off. It just basically just opened up this cocoon for these spider monsters who are living inside this dead body. And so they start coming at you, and so now you even got more monsters to kill. So if you actually would have dismembered the limbs and not shot the head off, these little monsters would never have came out. So there's a lot of thinking to do. The game has everything from great weapons. I've had everything from your basic pulse rifle. I got a Ripper saw gun, which is basically a round saw blade on it, a circular saw blade on it. You shoot it, and if you hold down the button, it continues to saw in midair. And so you can, like, kind of hold it out and, like, slice everything that's in front of you. Or you can shoot it, a la Half-Life 2, and, like, cut things in half. You have telekinesis, so you can, like, pick up objects. So, you know, like, say, if you want to pick up a decapitated head and throw it against the wall, you can do that. Or if you a lot of the puzzles require you using the telekinesis to, like, move big objects around. You have the ability to slow down certain objects as well. So, like, if you're walking down this corridor and there's these doors slamming really quickly, you're like, how in the hell am I supposed to get through there? And if you try to throw a body in the middle of the doorway, it's going to splat the body. So it's like, how do I do this? We slow down the doors. The doors go in slow motion.
Could you slow down the enemies, too?
You can slow down the enemies. And then, once again, this is also used in the puzzle elements and stuff like that. There is no HUD in the game. You know if you're going to die because you have, like, this liquid health meter on the back of your on the back of your suit. Your suit is also upgradable, too. So you'll start off, you have this like basic, almost looks like chainmail style outfit with a mask on. I got a level 2 suit where he's got more bits of armor and things like that. His inventory slots have increased. So you have limited inventory slots. But the cool thing is when you go to a store, you can actually save some things that you may not need right now. Kind of like a, I guess, lack of a better word, a chest from Resident Evil. Yeah, like say if there's like money or something, and you want to hold that for safekeeping later on, or a whole bunch of health packs you ended up buying, but you don't need them all right now. You can throw them in there, that kind of a thing. Save points are good and spread out, so you don't. I mean, I've died twice in 4 hours. One was because I was stupid and didn't reload my gun, and four enemies came at me at once and killed me. I mean, there was nothing I can really do. The other one, I was just finished a puzzle and activated this machine, and I walked out and I got killed by the machine that was rotating. I was like trying to figure out how to do it, but
so it's good paced.
But yeah, it's very good paced. And the thing is, the save points aren't so close together where you don't feel any urgency at all. You're still going to get that sense of, you know, I need to get to my back to my, you know, I need to get to a save point, or, you know, I'm kind of fucked. What's also great, and I learned this last night from that death scene that I had. Because I wasn't at a save point when I died. And I'm like, man, I just did a whole lot of stuff. I did like a puzzle, kill all these crazy enemies. I'm like, I don't go back and do that. There's checkpoints beyond the save points, too. And the thing is, you don't know, because really only between levels are they loading. And the thing is, I saw a reviewer talking about the load times. Like, oh, they're ridiculous. Well, yeah, before the game starts up and before the levels start up. But other than that, there is really no loading. So just don't die.
don't die.
You won't have to deal with loading.
But I, anybody who's a fan of horror games or BioShock, I mean, this to me is, you know, granted, we still got a ton of games to play, and I've had my hands on with some games. I even had my hands on with Dead Space at the show, and I told you I walked away, and that was my game of the show. And so far, it's living up to all the hype, if not more, because the game is getting more and more interesting as I'm playing, and I'm like, that's what I like. It's not just going through the motions, and you're just basically like Assassin's Creed,
yeah,
where it's like, this is a cool novelty, and that's this kind of stuff, and then you just keep repeating the same process throughout the game. No, this game keeps changing as you're going through. It keeps evolving and getting more and more mysterious, and you want to learn what's going on. There's a couple secrets that I've learned already. I'm like, huh. So... and supposedly I read one of the developers' guys, and you do end up going to the planet as well. So you're not just secluded on the ship. So
well, it's a fairly substantial game. It's like 12 or 13 missions.
It's 12 missions long.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm just starting chapter 4 and 4 hours in. Kind of give you a break now. Now, depending on how quickly you get through each chapter is depending on how quickly you can solve the puzzles. There are some puzzles that may take you like some head scratching trying to figure out. The zero gravity effects are done really good too, because you'll be like moving around the ship and you have to like kind of figure out, you know, where to go to turn on certain switches. And it's just, I mean, there's so much to the game that there's really not enough time in this podcast to really talk about. All I can say is it's right now, if I had to review it, you know, I'd give it a 9.5. And if for only one reason is the fact that it is a single player game. So anybody out there going, oh, you know, how's the multiplayer? There isn't any. It's a single player game. It's, you know, you're basically watching a horror film. So,
well, we will definitely revisit the game next week.
Yeah,
more
and the inventory screen is brought up by a hologram. Like I said, there is no HUD. So like when you want to bring it up, you press Y. Hologram comes up. You see the inventory, which you can walk around, walk away from. Delete, and all your video messages are sent the same way. You'll be walking, all of a sudden it's like, Isaac, and here comes this little video monitor right in front of you as you're walking. You can progress through the level as you're sitting there watching the video screen. Me, I stand still because there's too much crap. Oh, and that's another thing too. Yeah, just, you know, was the old just when you thought it was safe line that they always put in horror movies. That's true in this game too. Just because you're in the safe area where the save station is, you're not always safe. Actually, that's something come out of nowhere when I thought I was in my safe region, because the first three levels, it was my safe region and nothing ever bothered me in there. And all of a sudden, something came out. So there's surprises at every corner. So Dead Space, must buy, must get. Must complete so I can play something else. So,
I guess you're looking forward to playing Dead Space.
My objective in the next 2 days, because my review is due Tuesday morning. So my objective is to beat it in the next couple of days. So I'm like BioShock, which took me 6 months. So
there you go. Hi, how you doing?
Yo,
you ready to go?
Mine's not as exciting as that.
Well, okay,
not even close.
Why don't you roll off what you played?
Let's see, Mega Man 9, just for the Proto Man. I didn't really do anything else. I played it like 10 minutes.
How does Proto Man play?
Like Mega Man. I only played it for 10 minutes.
So. But is he easier?
Oh, and I'm 4 robots in on Mega Man for
progress report.
I couldn't really tell you. I played it for not 10 minutes.
So. What's your progress report?
8 bosses.
Liar.
1.
There you go.
Let me guess, Galaxy Man, right?
That'd be him.
Well, everybody got that one.
I'd play a little bit more Star Wars just to kind of get the holocrons, but gave up on that 5 minutes in. I played, other than that, just demos. I played the stickball demo. The beat and groovy sucks. Tenchu, and then that's it.
There's a Tenchu demo up?
There's a Tenchu arcade game.
They're arcade games.
Really?
Why didn't anybody tell Tenchu fanboy over here?
Really? I totally forgot. It like came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it did. That and Beat and Groovy. And there was 2 X and A games that got taken down as soon as they got put up, but I downloaded them. And I can't play them because I don't have the X and A player.
Huh.
Whatever the fuck that is.
So that's it? What are you looking forward to playing?
I got to play that, whatever that.
Supersonic-powered battle cars for the PSN?
Cars, so that's...
I'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah. That's it. So Dead Space... And either or, SOCOM or Saints Row.
All right.
I don't know which one yet, but I'll make that decision later.
Well, I played a lot of Mega Man this week. That was actually the bulk. And I am 3 bosses in. I'm so proud of myself.
What's your time?
Like an hour and 30 minutes, something like that.
I feel pathetic because I'm getting close to the 2-hour mark with 4 bosses. I'm like, oh god.
You could totally cheat though.
There's a 60-minute. Well, of course.
You could totally cheat that by just playing through the level and then saving, and then if you die, don't save and just do it again.
But I want those screws.
Yeah, keeping the screws is nice.
Yeah. I want those energy tanks.
But I remember, and this took me back, not to spend too much time on Mega Man, but literally this took me back. After I started playing the game and like playing through the levels, I'm like, okay, I have to memorize this. And every time I'd go through, I'd get a little further. I'd get a little further. Get a little further without dying. Get a little further without dying. Like when I was playing Jewel Man stage, I get about halfway through, and you get to that stupid Cheeto monster. And I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And then now I can just go through and beat him in like 2 shots. And I'm like, whatever.
Goddamn Cheeto monster.
And then when you get down to the bottom, you gotta make that platform go back and forth till you can fall through the floor and everything else is spikes. First time I went down there, I'm like, no way. No freaking way. And now I go down there, whoosh, I'm out. No big deal. But it was such a take back to old school. Playing through Tornado Man's level now and those spinning platforms suck. Suck. That was the bulk of everything I played this week, but towards the end of the week I got a review code for, I know I'm going to pronounce the name of this game wrong, Supersonic Acrobatic Battle Cars.
Sounds right.
Sound good? It's a new PSN game. It's actually cool. It's like a big collection of mini games, and it's an RC Pro-Am kind of done in a third person with physics engine. So you're basically just driving these little cars around, picking up power, boost things. Like the core game is a soccer game. There's a giant ball in the middle, a giant metal ball, and there's 3 cars on each team, and the objective is to knock the ball into the goal.
Nice.
And it is just insanity when you start playing. Playing this online would be absolutely ridiculous. But if you go on, if you go through the mini games one, there'll be one where you have to knock the balls out of the sky, defend against attacks to block the soccer shots, to score soccer shots. Trying to think of what some of the other ones were, like a collection. Just a bunch of mini games, but the car itself is like, the way the physics handle is so much fun. If you download the demo, you kind of get a sense of what it is. Like, you can flip the car forwards and backwards. You can like spin it in the air. You can use it to attack. I mean, it's almost like what Twisted Metal Small Brawl with jumping. would kind of be the best way to describe it. There's no weapons or anything, but it's actually really fun. I think it's a little overpriced. I think $15 is a touch much. I think it would have been better at $10, but I do really like it. It does support trophies. It is online, and it is really fun. Oh, but the big game that I play, I also played a game that's not out yet. Oh, snap.
Uh-oh.
I played Saints Row 2 for about 4.5 hours.
Holy shit, how'd you get a copy of that?
I don't know. Crazy. But I was a big fan of the first one, and it's because, unlike you, I don't enjoy the realism of GTA 4. I just don't. And Saints Row 2 has got to be the most over-the-top game I've ever seen in my life. Just an example of some of the stuff I've done in the first 4 hours. I took bums and threw them into cardboard houses. Like, literally picked them up and threw them into cardboard houses. That was really fun. I drove a septic truck around a rich neighborhood and sprayed the houses with shit. I kid you not. I drove around and sprayed the houses with shit.
Interesting.
I literally went to a graveyard and towed the hearse back to the chop shop, running over graves and people along the way. What's some of the other funny stuff I did? I was lighting people on fire in the middle of the city just to earn money.
I do that sometimes when I'm strapped.
It is
in these hard economic times. You must light your friends on fire.
It is, and I hate, you know how much I hate this term, but it is Saints Row 1.5. It really took everything that you loved about the first one. It kept it. Everything, it plays great. It still looks like Saints Row. It's still cartoony and kind of over the top, but they added, so it's so much more structured. Like, when you played the first game, the mission structure felt like Grand Theft Auto, where you really were so overwhelmed you didn't know what to do next. There was just too much to do. Well, in this one, it's really more structured. Every time you beat a mission, it'll tell you, okay, it'll give you a stat screen, which, being an arcade junkie, I like a lot more. It'll pop up, say you've earned this much respect, you've opened this, you've unlocked this, here's how much money you have, there you go. So it's a lot more structured. The activities are actually more fun. They could get rid of the races. Seriously, I'm so sick. I don't care. Any open world game, fuck races. I don't want to race. I'm not playing a racing game. I'm playing an open world action game. Get rid of races.
And it's usually those kind of games where the cars aren't all that wonderful to handle. Anyway,
exactly.
For racing physics,
well, here's, at least. Well, the problem I had in the races in GTA 4 was the damn car broke way too easy. I'm not a good driver in any of these games, so I hit like 3 light posts and I'm on fire. In Saints Row 2, they've actually fixed this. I don't know if it's the difficulty I'm playing on, because I'm playing on, you know, retard difficulty, because I don't care enough to, like,
right,
try to sit there and, oh, I beat it on hard. But the cars take a shit ton of damage before they break. So you're not changing cars every 5 minutes like you are in some other open world games, which I actually, I appreciate that. But I still don't want races. And the second thing I want out of these open world gangster games, seriously, territory bullshit. When I take a neighborhood, I should not have to run back over there every 20 or 30 minutes and take it back. I hated that about San Andreas. I hated it about the first Saints Row, and I hated it about the second one. It's still there. I hate that shit. Other than that, I'm absolutely loving the game. I'm having a ball. The fact that, and I can't wait till other people actually get it, because it's got the two-player online co-op through the story, which is huge. I mean, I love doing that kind of stuff. So it's kind of like Mercenaries 2 co-op. You know, you can actually go through the story, which is the only thing Grand Theft Auto lacked that would have kept me playing it longer, was being able to play through the actual core story with somebody else. So, but if you love the first Saints Row, this really is the best. And I haven't played with the planes or anything yet, because I haven't unlocked them. So, and you can actually, like, the character creation thing is kind of cool, because, you know, nobody ever beat the first game, but not like the story matters a whole lot. But at the beginning, you construct your character, because apparently you had plastic surgery after the explosion. And you can be a man or a woman. So I chose this, and it's funny because you can customize them really well. I chose a British guy. He has a British, and he actually uses the voiceover, the British accent, in cutscenes.
Nice.
And his taunt is he teabags. He like leans down. He's like, "I got something for you." And his greeting is a dance. So he's like, he starts whistling. He's like, so I stand on cars and do that.
So it's
just
like,
dance.
So it's like Home.
It's kind of like Home, yeah, or like Fable.
Hey.
But no, you can actually customize which taunt and which greeting you want, and also your voice. There's only three voices for male and female, but you can actually give the male the female voice if you want.
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa. You can have the woman walk around, "Oh, how you doing?"
Hi, I'm Shelter.
Oh, my.
So, and it's funny because I don't know if the dialogue changes depending on which one you pick, but the dialogue was recorded for all three voices.
Gosh.
So it's a lot more custom. The character creation, actually, it's too overwhelming for me. It has the whole brow movement, nose movement, eye movement. I just hit random. Seriously, I'm like, I just don't care. But I at first, I'm kind of like, it's Saints Row. And then after I played it more, I'm like, wow, they really have done everything to fix what was wrong with the last one. So, and the added online co-op. The multiplayer itself, it's just as kind of generic as the first one was.
Real quick, back to GTA. Somebody spoiled the ending to GTA for me, which kind of made me mad.
Nice.
But also,
made
me want to go back and play it.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, so, anyway.
Whatever.
Believe it or not, I still own it.
I still own it, too. I guess I just don't want to get rid of it. And well,
it's worth shit and trade now, anyway.
So. Personally, for me, I like Saints Row better than GTA, but it's not because it's a better game. It's just more
your thing, right? You like Crackdown. And
I like Crackdown. I like Mercenaries. I like this better than GTA. So, but it's fun. And this week, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dead Space. I still have Cabela coming. Silent Hill. I don't even know what else. A ton of crap. Crash Bandicoot.
And, yeah, I think that's my only downside to playing Dead Space is, do I want to go play Silent Hill now? Because the little bit I did play, it had a creepy thing to it, but, I mean, I'm literally scared playing Dead Space. I mean,
you're scared of the game.
I'm scared of the video game.
You won't get scared playing Silent Hill. Yeah. You just get those, like...
Here's a question for you, and Grant, this is part of, I guess, next week's Future Fondling, but are you getting Midnight Club? I know you were a fan...
of the very first one. Not since.
Really?
I just... That whole neon street wet road racing genre, don't care. Yeah. I don't care about...
I mean, I personally like the series better than Need for Speed. So
I like it better than Need for Speed now.
I'm actually very excited, especially since there's really no racing games coming out this year.
Motorstorm,
that's
all I need.
It's not really a racing game.
It's more fun. For me, anyway. I don't... Outside of Gotham, I just...
In EA, where's Road Rash? Come on now.
Still sitting on a drawing board.
Anyway.
All right, so that takes us into the dirt.
Oh, and if anybody has anything to ask me about Dead Space, obviously, because I didn't want to...
You want to open your email up again?
Yeah, so either you can hit me on the forums. You know, I'm on the forums, of course. You can also... My gamer tag is also in my profile on the forums, so you can send me a friend request, and I'll chat about the game. Or, of course, send me an email at boogeyman@gaming-age.com. And I will talk to you about everything I've played. And if you, by the time you hear this, I probably would have completed the game, too. So I may know more. But I will not spoil any endings for anybody. So, you know, if you're looking for that kind of information, you can blow me. So beat it yourself.
Send it back in an email.
I also forgot to mention in my future fondling that I have NBA 2K9 that 2K was nice enough to send me. So
2Kizzle?
I need to play a lot of that this week so I can get a review up.
My future fondling is basically what should have been my current fondling.
There you go. Yeah. All right, it's time for the dirt.
The dirt.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Star Radio program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt. Brought to you by 2K Sports' latest innovation, living rosters for real life. Unfortunately for most people, their only attribute is douchebag, and it's always maxed out. And now your host... Zero tolerance.
Never going to get it. I forgot, but excuse me. The three arcade games this week were Stickball, Beat and Groovy, and Tenchu.
What's the Tenchu arcade
Tenchu
game
Tenchu arcade game is basically an overhead, hide-and-seek game. You basically, it's hard to describe. Like, say it starts off and you see an overhead view of the whole level. You see your dude here. You have little power-ups and you have guys walking back and forth. Basically, you go pick up the power-up, which is a trap, set the trap, kill the guy, sneak through the level without being seen.
Gotcha.
And they have a vision thing.
Yeah, vision they have a vision cone. So, I mean, it's
like
it's like a generic version. It's like the old Metal Gear Solids, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, it's real simple. It's actually kind of fun. I kind of dug it. He didn't care much for it, but I thought it was cool. Stickball, it's stickball. Yeah. It's not bad, but it's not, you're not going to get excited about. Beatin' Groovy, it does suck.
It's DDR with the controller.
It's DDR really with hard. With a crazy controller configuration, like push up an X for this one, left and B for that one.
Well, no, it's either or. Some of them.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
It's poopy.
Yeah.
Award-winning composer Jason Graves has created the music core for Dead Space. Tomb Raider Underworld for the 360 will get downloadable chapters.
Ooh.
Nice.
Mega Man 9 got its first round of DLC with Proto Man and Endless Attack. Valve's Doug Lombardi says there is zero chance for a PS3 version of Left 4 Dead this year.
This year,
you notice, this is the operative word.
Silicon Knights fired 26 staff members after they couldn't level out their character to human.
Man. So why are they going to do a 2-human 2?
Electric Boogaloo?
I thought that was going to be the actual trilogy that was actually going to get made, and you made fun of me for, because my Shenmue 3 is never coming.
Well, there's supposed to be like 39 chapters of Shenmue. You're about 37 short. And about two over the limit of what it should have been. Cliffy B told Shaq News that Gears of War will be better off away from PC. Quote, "We just believe that collectively we can laser focus this franchise, keep it on console, and it will be stronger as a result. I mean, it's just plain and simple. It's not that I don't like PC, but we want to make an Xbox 360 game that kicks ass, plain and simple, which means the PC version will hit September 2009.
Which means the PC version is not quite on target where they want it right now, and in another year they'll release it.
And they don't want to piss off 360 owners knowing that the PC version will get added content.
Yeah.
Lego Universe Project lead Mark Hansen has said that other IPs such as Indiana Jones and Star Wars may be included in the Lego MMO. Although, if anything is to happen, it will be as an addition to the launch game.
Do we really need a freaking Lego MMO?
Hey.
You know what? The concept of it, I think, is kind of cool. I think it's kind of cool.
I just stopped caring about Lego games. I really have. Yeah. Nintendo has confirmed that the DSi is region locked. What the hell's up with that?
Yeah, exactly.
What is stupid? Why? So Nintendo can sell another copy to American gamers?
Mm-hmm.
That is dumb. I'll be keeping my DS.
Peter Molyneux has told VG247 that all single-player games are accumulated up to this one server and then filtered back down to you. There are a number of filters that filter down what orbs are seen in your world, and you can have up to 64 simultaneous orbs in your world at any one time. I have no idea what the fuck this is talking about.
It's talking about the orbs that show you where other people are in their single-player game.
Yeah.
So, like, when you're going through Fable 2 online single player, and I'm going through Fable 2 online single player, I can have a little orb that I can walk past, and I can see where you are in your single player game, even though we're not playing together. And then if we want a co-op, I can just walk up to your little orb and say, hey, do you want a co-op? And then boom, we
kind
jump
like
in
GPS
together.
GPS system for friends.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I understand.
Where you can see where all your friends are.
I understand the orb system, but what's he going on about here about how it's going to be filtered? Why does that matter? Do people, like, really care? Wouldn't you rather put
basically it... why he's saying, he's describing the technical aspect
on
of
how
what,
it's stored.
Of how it works. How it knows where you are in your single-player game.
Right. I guess if I was making the game, I would have a filter anyone, friends.
Yeah.
Period.
Right.
Simple. But that's just me. I'm not Peter Molyneux. Thank God I live up to my promises.
Oh snap.
Hey, old Peter's been good lately.
I'm sure you like Peter.
I do like Peter.
I like vagina.
RF online servers will be taken down November 9th in the U.S. and Europe. Facebook will be a major community tool for APB, which we're already members of. I'm a member of the APB Facebook community.
I'm not a member of the Facebook community, but...
EGM is rumoring that Little Big Planet will be getting non-Sony DLC, namely Disney. So we're going to have Mickey Mouse sack.
Hey,
nice.
Mickey Mouse is cool.
The new Scenic box office smash will be out October 28th.
Put it in my sack,
Atari will publish Afro Samurai in Europe.
Gosh, Mickey, let me play with your sack.
Customizable merchandise is now available for Rock Band 2. You can create posters and apparel of your band, or you can design bandmates if you don't have friends. There's so much to do. Check it out at rockband.com. So in case you really want to make a poster of your fake band that plays plastic instruments of other songs that you didn't write, you can do it.
Awesome.
The NWAR VIP demo has been delayed again. Ubi is thanking everyone for their patience by sending a second code so a friend can play too.
Woohoo!
So you won't be the only guy talking to yourself. The Tomb Raider DLC will only ever be on 360, and two chapters have been named. Beneath the Ashes will be available by Christmas, and Laura's Shadow will be available in 2009.
Only on 360?
Only on 360.
Are they a bunch of fanboys?
Your band.
Duh, sit down.
According to VG247, EDAR analyst Jesse the Body Da Vinci warned that...
I don't think it's Da Vinci.
I know it's not Da Vinci. Leave me alone. The PS3's $399 price tag is likely to drive consumers into Microsoft's open arms this Christmas.
So now I come to you.
They have no doubt.
Thank you, Steve Perry.
They have no doubts that titles like Resistance 2 and Little Big Planet will drive core gaming market to PS3. We do, however, have doubts that that either title will lower in the casual and mainstream gamers. $400 is just too much money.
Yes, it is.
The We Speak channel and Mike will be out in Europe on December 5th. Welcome to 2002.
And pulled January 1st because just like the DS mic and option that they don't support anymore.
Tetsuya Mitsuguchi, creator of Lumines, Rez and Space Channel 5, is working on a new IP that
hey,
has to do with
game.
Music.
Yeah.
Actually, I've listened to a podcast that I shall not name.
Traitor.
You listen to another podcast?
It's a RPG.
I bet it's about music.
I bet it's got music in it. It'd be like Rhapsody or something.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think it's a multiplayer RPG.
Rhapsody will be spelled RAPCITY, so it'll be Rhapsody.
Does that other podcast have a better theme song?
No. Red Octane is releasing a deluxe version of Guitar Hero World Tour for $250.
Yay!
You get the game, the instruments, a t-shirt, two recharge kits, a gig bag, and a keychain, which all sounds like a waste for an extra $70.
Eat a dick.
And the t-shirt has big word on it that says dork.
It has a big word on it that says sucker.
Ending of South Park, you.
Yeah, indeed.
Dork.
Konami is releasing a second expansion for Metal Gear Online. The pack titled Mimi expansion will include new maps, character skills, tournament lobby, and more. No price or date, but Konami has said it'll be out, quote, later this year. Indeed.
Get back to me when you let me use my PSN ID instead of your stupid fucking Konami ID.
Yeah,
fucking
no
diaper.
Microsoft announced a new Halo game that will be a prologue to the events in Halo 3. Halo Recon will tell the story from a new perspective of an ODST, Recon Marine. It will release in fall 2009.
Dun, dun, dun.
Another Halo game.
The new Xbox experience will be released on November 19th. Do you have the size and stuff in there?
It's later.
Okay.
It's going to be a big day.
Microsoft also announced a sequel to 99 Nights.
There's one person in this room who's excited.
I like 99
Nights. I like 99 Nights.
I like 99 Nights.
But apparently this is a, what's up?
See, you have people like Ken McCown who like 99 Nights but hate on Dynasty Warriors.
Which makes no sense.
Every time, because it's the exact same fucking game.
There's more strategy involved in 99 Nights.
No,
there's
not.
You know this.
No, there's not.
Then you didn't play it right.
I did play it right.
I have to hit more than the X button. In 99 Nights.
You have to hit more than the X button in Dynasty Warriors 2 unless you're playing on retard difficulty.
That's all I play on.
I know it is.
That has to be edited.
I said that earlier.
Yeah, he did say that.
Oh, so we can say the R word now.
That context.
Oh, yeah.
Does that say that Tekken 6 is coming to the Xbox 360?
Don't start. Tekken 6 will release next fall, and Space Invaders Extreme will release on Xbox Live Arcade. Will feature updated graphics, classic gameplay, and online features. Metal Slug 7 and Arkanoid were also announced for Xbox Live.
Ah, Arkanoid. The game that actually had two spots on my worst power-ups in gaming top eight list.
Well, Gambus, that pretty much decided on whether or not I was going to buy Space Invaders Extreme for the DS now.
Yeah. It's coming for the 360 Live Arcade.
Woot.
Toshiba Samsung Storage Technology Corp. That's a mouthful. joint venture between Samsung and Toshiba. Really? Toshiba Samsung is a joint? Never mind. Has been contracted to manufacture external Blu-ray disc drives for Microsoft's Xbox 360, which apparently Microsoft denied this.
Whoa, God damn it. Well, there goes part of that, too. Just shut your mouth and just read it.
If I read the rest of it, yeah. While the exact specifications of the product are unknown, it is rumored that Microsoft aims at $100 to $150 price point for the device in order to compete against Sony with the Xbox 360 Plus external blue drive combination.
Eternal blue drive?
It's the eternal blue drive.
It's Jesus' Blu-ray drive.
Oh, this is so stupid.
It's the electric blue. It's the Debbie Gibson Blu-ray drive.
Indeed. Xbox Live membership has hit 14 million.
Whoa.
Wow.
R-Type is also coming to Xbox Live Arcade.
Woo-hoo.
Yes. Sweet. And Vigilante 8 is due out for November 5th on
Woo-hoo.
Xbox Live Arcade.
8 second offense. You know what game that I like that I kind of wish they'd put on there after Vigilante 8? Was Rogue Trip.
Rogue Trip was the bomb.
They got to put that Mighty Mighty Boston song in there.
No, that, they can take that out. I don't care. According to Kotaku, Sony is releasing premium themes, which are already up.
Yeah, I saw them.
And basically, you can they're the same thing on 360. They're basically themes that you pay for.
Right.
But here's the thing.
Oh, tell me about it.
They look generic.
They look just like the 360 has the same themes. They're from Disruptive Publishers, the guys that do all those like college things and the season things. It's the same ones that are on 360.
Right. I just hope this doesn't mean the end of free themes.
It better not be the end of free themes.
At least let me have my Little Big Planet free theme before you go charging me for it.
It's still a release.
I got a lot of themes on my PS3, so
I change it every week.
Yeah, I got the awesome Soul Calibur with the pumpkin head on.
I still think the... the best theme so far is the Infamous theme.
Infamous theme
is
awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter Portable 2nd G. What the fuck does that even mean? For the PSP, sold 2.5 million
it's
copies
Monster
in
Monster Hunter
Japan.
Portable 2nd Generation, I believe.
Oh.
Is the G.
That's what the G stands for?
I believe.
Otherwise, it just makes no sense.
They like using the letter G to mean generation, such as G Gundam Generation, so... That's what G means.
Japan will be getting an 80-gig PS3 on October 30th. They are also getting a Gran Turismo and Little Big Planet bundle.
Nice.
Microsoft has said that there are no plans to remove badly performing Xbox titles, Xbox Live Arcade titles.
Well, good.
That's good.
I get to keep my Defender.
Yep. Well, you wouldn't lose it anyway.
They just take it off the marketplace,
take it off the
so you can't buy it.
It's not like they come into your Xbox and steal it.
I'm taking your shit.
This game sucks. You shouldn't be playing it.
Lionhead on Fable 2 online co-op. Remember a couple of days ago where on a blog it was mentioned Fable 2 would be shipping without co-op? And remember when we said we were busting our balls to get ready on time for day one? Well, we did. Looks like they did it.
Nice.
So, well,
Peter
good. Said he's not 100% on that yet.
Oh, Peter, broken promises. FIFA 09 has sold...
That's a great sentence. Oh, Peter, broken promises. I imagine that Ken has uttered that more than once.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Oh,
I mentioned it to your mama. FIFA 09 has sold 1.2 million copies in Europe in a week.
Why?
A week. Wow. Because it's Europe
soccer.
And they like
soccer.
FIFA is their Madden.
We go out to a lot of European audiences, and they're all on their way to beat you down with their lacrosse sticks right now.
Dude, lacrosse is for Canadians.
No, it's not. Hockey's for Canadians.
You know, actually, I heard somewhere, and one of our Canadian listeners will probably prove me wrong, but I heard somewhere, actually, that the national sport of Canada wasn't hockey, that it was lacrosse.
Eh?
But I may be wrong.
I don't know what that's
all about. That was just what I heard.
I don't know what that's all about.
So if you're Canadian and I'm wrong, don't beat me.
He can't. There's no
violence
in Canada.
Don't beat him or don't kill your son and daughter. Okay.
Sony will release
the Chris Benoit joke, really.
They will release a DualShock 3 bundle in Japan. The controller will come with Little Big Planet and cost $79.
That's a good deal.
Actually, yeah, it is. If you own Resistance Retribution for the PSP and you pick up Resistance 2 for the PS3, good job. You bought two good games. You can hook up your PSP to your PS3 and you will get new gameplay features, unlockable items, and areas for Retribution.
Cool.
Bionic Commando is now 2009.
good choice.
Capcom, they're smart.
Yes.
They love releasing stuff early in the year.
All right, we have three new 360 bundles for the holidays. This has become a tradition. The Pro and Elite models will come packed with Lego Indiana Jones and Kung Fu Panda, which is a kick-ass deal.
Yeah.
The arcade unit will come with Sega Superstar Tennis.
Which is not so much a kick-ass
deal. I like that game. It was a nice diversion.
I always thought that was a great idea because the arcade always, you know, came with just a memory card.
Well, it comes with arcade games now, too, doesn't it?
That's where they come
five
arcade games.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, it comes with five arcade games.
They might be on the back of the Sega Super, but I'm just like still wondering, you know, with the whole Xbox Live Arcade and hard drive thing.
Well, we'll get to this in a little bit with the new Xbox experience. This is letting you know about it.
Right.
Old Snake from MGS4 and Sephiroth will get Sackboy treatment.
And they're pretty cool looking.
Yes, they are.
True to form, Sephiroth looks like a girl.
And true to form, Sephiroth is overrated.
According to Kotaku, Sony is adding... I almost said Saturn. Sony is adding Rumble to the PSP.
What?
Okay.
Boy, what? Something else to drain the already short battery life.
Yeah.
By plugging in your AV output capable PSP, which is the 2000 and 3000 models, and connecting the PSP to the PS3 via USB, you'll be able to switch on PSP Plus control through Resistance 2. Doing so adds DualShock 3 control support, letting you play PSP games on your television with a PS3 controller. It disables aim assist and resistance retribution and lets the player alter their control layout to take advantage of the PS3's controller's extra inputs.
I guess this is a makeup for all the games that are never going to release for the PSP because their release list is ridiculously small.
I have no idea what the hell I just said.
you just have to take it one sentence at a time.
Activision announced Secret Service. The title allows players to assume the role of an elite agent tasked with protecting America's top leadership.
America.
It's coming for 360, PC, and PS2. Infogrames.
And it's a budget title.
It is a budget title. $39.29 and $19.99. Infogrames has announced that it's completed its acquisition of Atari. Thought that happened like 12 years ago. Gears 2 is gold.
Yeah, yeah.
And here we go. Aaron Greenberg killed the 360 going with Blu-ray. We have no plans to integrate Blu-ray. No Blu-ray. We believe we shouldn't force people to pay for things they don't want.
He's saying, now I know how Kojima felt, telling everybody that Metal Gear wasn't coming to the 360 80 million times.
Yeah, we also believe the future's digital, and that's why we've invested in a massive library of entertainment content. But we still don't pack in a hard drive. that's why we're bringing things like Netflix to members in the U.S. That's why we're growing our library in Europe. And that's why we're adding all type of entertainment experiences around the world.
So, fuck you.
THQ.
I just made that up.
This
fits. Say that.
THQ has picked up the dead Activision title 50 Cent. Blood on the Sand.
Yeah, there's a big shock there.
TGS attendance was down 11,000 from last year.
Ouch.
Someone has leaked Fallout 3. Bethesda's VP,
Boo.
Pete Hines, had this to say. Quote, we're looking into it since we haven't sent out a single disc. It greatly reduces the number of places this might come from.
So basically, they know who you are, and you are effed.
No, wait a minute. THQ picked up 50 Cent, but nobody's picked up fucking Ghostbusters. Are you shitting me? Come on now, people.
Or Brutal Legend.
It's 50 Cent,
Brutal Legend,
dude.
Ghostbusters.
Hey. I don't want to hear you say fuck Brutal Legend.
I still can't blame anybody for not picking it up, though. So Psychonauts didn't exactly blow up the charts.
I know, but...
here we go. New Xbox Live experience needs 128 megs of space on your hard drive that every system doesn't come with. And this could be a problem for some 360 owners.
128 megs.
Major Nelson on the subject said... To help ensure all Xbox Live members are able to download the new Xbox experience and enjoy its new features, Microsoft will be offering a storage solution to the Xbox Live community. We are not sharing details of this offering yet.
We're going to sell you a memory card so you can save our interface.
They should have bought a goddamn hard drive anyway.
Capcom has said that Bionic Commando movie is definitely possible.
What? Another freaking movie based on a game? Come on.
Is anybody
Ball
going to direct it?
Speaking of movies, speaking of games made into movies, there's a new Castlevania game coming out for the 360 and the PS3. I bet it's a reality show game. Anyway.
What? New Castlevania game?
I bet it's the worst movie. It is a game.
If it is a 2D game.
Won't be.
No. So you can just stop.
If it's a 2D game.
It's not.
Takes advantage of 360 or PS3, it'll be awesome.
But it's not.
It's not.
It's going to be a 3D game.
I said that at the
like
beginning.
It's Capcom. They don't love you.
With more fog than Dynasty Warriors.
Left 4 Dead demo confirmed for early November will feature 4-player co-op. Period. End of story. So we're moving on. All right, so now we're on to the questions. You're getting owned, by the way.
Capcom just shut... never mind.
All right. Time for the cue, Das Crew. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
No, I said, are you ready?
Different reference, but yes.
Are you doing more wrestling shit?
What?
Challenge one.
Are you ready? First question comes from Krios. Krios.
You're going to have to tell us how to pronounce your name.
I totally blew that one. He Cross. Has a lot of questions. This has become a thread now. What's up? Do you think Fable 2 will later come to PCs like the original did with the expansion pack? Yes.
Probably yes.
Indeed. I personally think that Far Cry 2, besides graphics, doesn't really have a lot of improvements over the original in 2004. Do you guys agree or disagree that Far Cry 2 is overhyped?
Yeah, I totally agree.
I don't really think it's been hyped that much, though.
I don't think it has either. I think the hype all comes from the visuals.
Which I think are very good.
They're damn incredible, but I disagree with you that it hasn't changed.
I think it'll probably be a decent shooter. I don't think it's going to be anything special.
I think
in
if you
terms
love
of,
the first one,
right,
you're going to like this one. It's not going to change anybody's mind about the series. There's no doubt about that.
Right. I think it'll be probably a solid 8.5. But.
Do you have anything?
No.
Okay.
I can't really say that I think it's overhyped because I haven't really heard a whole lot of hype about it other than the fact that it looks gorgeous, which it does.
Will Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe suck?
No.
No.
No, it should be pretty decent.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome sauce. It's going to play like Mortal Kombat.
But it's going to be sweet.
Do you
it's going to be delicious.
Do you believe that Mirror's Edge will succeed in selling at least 3 million copies?
No.
No
people are
freaking
stupid
way.
And won't buy good games.
No.
Yeah. No way.
No, it'll probably sell. I think it'll probably sell half of that.
Should it sell 3 million? Yes. Will it? No.
I think it'll sell half of that would be my guess.
If
I bet it'll sell
up,
a buck and
if
a half.
If it picks up. Yeah. If people start talking about it, I think it can do 1.5 million. Left 4 Dead, agree or disagree that it will play better on the PC?
No, because they got to go through Steam, period.
Well, that's just Steam. Getting it. That's not playing it, though, right?
Yeah, but...
he said
getting there is half the battle.
Okay, G.I. Joe.
It seems very fast-paced, which lends itself to mouse and keyboard.
I think it'll play better on the PC.
Will play better on PC because that's what they were demonstrating at the show, but fuck Steam.
All right.
But fuck Steam.
Dirty Steam.
Fuck you, superheated water that turned into gas.
The new Prince of Persia. I love the Prince of Persia trilogy, but I'm disappointed the new game has an artistic look instead of a more realistic look. Do you like the new look or don't like it?
I like it. I think it's a great move for the series because it lets them freshen it up a little bit after 3 games. And also, Assassin's Creed kind of did the whole... realistic Arabian setting.
Love the look. So. Don't like the game.
I think it looks all right. I want to see it in motion, though. I haven't seen it in motion yet.
I think it looks good.
I'm a fan of the change. I think that because the Prince of Persia story is sort of based on that kind of fairy tale idea of magic and the whole 101 Arabian Nights kind of thing. I think that the comic book artistic style suits it very well.
And I love the look. I've seen a lot of it, actually. And I think it looks fantastic, and the artistic design behind a lot of the levels and ideas and creatures they do are awesome. Don't like the game.
Gotcha.
There you go.
When is that out? When's that due out?
November.
November.
No, December.
No,
they push it back.
It's December. A lot of people are saying that Rise of the Argonauts graphics are really bad. Do you agree with them?
No.
No.
I don't think they're really bad.
I think they're bad.
I don't think they're
comparison.
Good. I don't think they're good.
See, my problem
they're not really
my
bad.
My problem with Rise of the Argonauts and the reason that I turned off the minute I watched a video on it, there wasn't any stop-motion skeletons. So I just, you know, if I don't get stop-motion creatures chasing me, then I'm not playing anything that has to do with
that
Argonauts.
That would be pretty sweet.
That would be awesome.
Heck yeah.
Anyway.
No, I don't think it looks really bad.
Of course, anybody who's never seen stop-motion skeletons would be like, what's wrong with the frame rate in this game?
Yeah.
Do you agree or disagree that Mafia 2 will be as good as GTA 4 was?
I disagree.
I don't know.
I mean, we haven't played it yet, but I disagree.
I'll disagree because Mafia 1 was just okay.
So. Right.
I don't know.
Godfather was,
I didn't like
Godfather
Mafia.
Was better than
I
Mafia.
Am, although I am probably in the minority because I am not one of those people who has spun around and decided that GTA 4 was crap now, which seems to be the... Like, the popular thing to do is hate on GTA.
I still like GTA.
So,
yeah,
I don't think that Mafia 2 will be... Oh, I'm not talking about people in this room. I'm talking about gamers in general.
Yeah.
The cool thing to do now seems to be hate on GTA.
I hate on GTA now.
I know you do.
We always hated on GTA.
I always hated on GTA. I'm an OG.
But no, I don't think Mafia 2 will be as good as GTA. I think it'll be good, though. I think, actually... In all honesty, the next Godfather game has the potential to be as good as Mafia 2. I do.
I thought that was a jab.
No,
I thought it was a jab.
No, it wasn't a jab. I'm being dead honest. I think it does.
I really thought that was a jab.
Because, have you read about it yet?
I love the first Godfather,
yeah,
so I'm actually excited.
It's got a lot of really cool, like, once you actually become the Don, you actually have to, it's got a lot of, almost like not real-time strategy, but almost like a strategy element to it, where you have to recruit guns and everything.
All right, next question. Do you believe that Bayonetta will be as good as Devil May Cry, or even better? Jason, you want to handle this one?
Sure.
He wants to handle Bayonetta.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Okay, I saw a video of it, and it looks like... It looks like Devil May Cry meets God of War, but it looks graphically better than either of them. But at the same time, I'm getting kind of sick and tired of all these, you know, these overly sexual, you know, female characters that are like, hey, look at me, I'm hot, I'm sexy, you know. I think that's stupid because it's like the trailer. It's like shows are doing like flips in the air, doing the splits, camera zooming in on her crotch, camera zooming in on her butt, camera zooming in on her cleavage, and I'm just sick of it. I mean, it's totally catered towards 13-year-old boys. I mean, I don't think that's cool. I mean. In terms of, like, video game characters, you know, it should be like, I mean...
Sounds like it's right up your alley.
Thing is, when it comes to female characters, I kind of like it if they have at least some level of sophistication and not...
You like your women's and polygons to have class, not just ass.
Exactly. You know, I'm not...
That's a very good way to put it.
There you go.
There you go.
Like Lara Croft.
But... In terms of graphics, gorgeous.
I think it looks incredible. And
it does.
I'm just all about the guy that made it because he made one of the Resident Evils and he did Devil May Cry and he just got real smooth.
I can't
stylistic gameplay.
I can't say whether or not it'll be better as Devil May Cry because I don't like Devil May Cry.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
It showed a scene
slap hands with a Shenmue fanboy
where she was fighting a like a giant Colossus, kind of like the Colossus fight. In God of War Part 2, but it just looked immensely more detailed. I mean, it looked incredible. And then there's a part where basically her whole outfit's made out of her hair, which is kind of weird. And she actually forms a giant fist out of her outfit and like
what?
Punches one of the enemies.
That's a little crazy.
And it does. It looks really crazy. Very,
almost crazy as the baseball
crazy.
Score going on in the Lions game.
But yeah, it looks pretty good. I'm interested. I just think that I just think that the presentation of the game is too overtly sexual, you know.
All right. Doom 4. Do you think this game will have awesome graphics and major frame rate issues?
No. Well, depending. Will they make it console exclusive, or will they try to port a PC game?
With their new engine, they do the PC version, and it ports directly.
Right.
Okay. So it looks really good. What's it, Rage?
Rage.
Rage is the name of that engine. And it looks good. He was running the game Rage on all three, and it was smooth as ice. So that engine's incredible.
I thought Doom 3 was great, but the frame rate issues was hampered because it was just a really bad port. So.
Yeah.
All right, here comes an argument waiting to happen.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to punch you.
Do you agree that after Half-Life 2 Episode 3 that we will see Half-Life 3? To answer the first part of that question, no, because Episode 1, 2, and 3 is what Half-Life 3 was going to be, according to I Ate Everybody in the World, Gabe Newell. He said the episodes
were... I Ate Everybody in the World, Gabe Newell.
He said Episodes 1, 2, and 3 were Half-Life 3, what it was going to be. So I don't think we'll see another one. You're the Half-Life guy.
Okay. Well, here's easy, quick way to say this. Basically, I think Half-Life 2 Episode 3 will end with Gordon and G-Man talking in the room, and he'll be like, "So, Mr. Freeman, do you have any last words?" He's like, "Yes, I want half my life back." Shoots him in the face. That's all Gordon Freeman ever says. And nice. There you go. There's your ending.
Second part of the question, if yes, then what kind of graphics do you imagine to see with the Source Engine 2?
Jizz-inducing.
Better than Cry Engine 2?
Yes.
Do you really think it'll look better than Crysis?
By the time they actually work on a new engine, yes. Right now they're still working on the same old three-year engine. So
Crysis makes me cry.
Yeah.
That's why it's called Cry Engine.
It's like peeling onions.
Last question. I'm a huge fan of Cooter, Knights of the Old Republic, for those uninitiated. Now there's an MMO in the works.
Woohoo!
He said, "God damn it." Hey. Do you think that we will see a Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 3 in the next few years, or maybe after Mass Effect 3, or everyone going to leave it as it is?
They'll probably leave it as it is. They're probably like, "Oh, it's got an MMO. That's the end-all, be-all of a video game saga."
I think... if there is a Knights 3, I don't know that it will be done by BioWare.
Yeah, and that's disappointing.
At least not until they finish
Mass
Effect.
And if that's the case, don't do it because 2 was ass.
Yeah, 2
because
was
Because here's, as much as everybody, myself included, loves Knights of the Old Republic, BioWare with Mass Effect now has the opportunity to create their own sci-fi saga without any limitations on what they can do with characters or...
Yeah.
Mythos. So they have the potential to, you know, write their own universe as opposed to living in George Lucas's. So I don't know. I mean, to me, it seems like Mass Effect is their way of creating a license for themselves to work with instead of having to work with somebody else.
I heard that part 2 wasn't done by BioWare because George Lucas came up to him and goes, "You know, I think your game is fantastic, but there's nothing for my kids. Maybe you could put like a pod race in there or something really cool."
Or Jar Jar wannabe. Ah, Misa, I love you all time.
All right. Next set
Misa
of questions.
Misa, love you long time. Wow. That's classic.
That's another classic.
That's another instant classic from Jason Gambrell.
All right. Next set of questions comes from the shot caller. He said, "What it do? N4G crew.
What it do?
Hey guys, shot caller back with some cues for you, and away we go."
Hey, that all rhymes. I like that.
Is it me, or has John McEnroe started the big-ass cue trend?
You know, indeed, that's funny. Yes. We were just discussing that. the cues have seemed... The amount of numbered questions has gone up exponentially since that episode.
And if I have a request, if we're going to do a multiple question cue thread... 10 questions or less, please.
For the love
and,
of
and
God.
Not, and not 1A, 1B, 1C, and instead get this ridiculous thread out. Just at least, I mean, come on now. Because, I mean, obviously, you know we're going to cut the show off at a particular time.
I
so,
love some questions. I don't
so,
care.
Yeah.
All right. Second question, is Mirror's Edge coming to the 360? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Have you guys thought of anything sweet to do on the big 100th episode?
We're still... Wow.
Not in this room, buddy. We ain't going cross-country skiing in here.
Video podcast.
We're still...
It'll be our final episode.
My last...
Fuck you!
It will be your last eruption.
Wow. We're still kicking it around.
Yep. Next question. Why is Odeon such a dick to ZT? Did ZT, like, slap his mom in the past or what? I slapped his mom and his sister in the face.
And on the ass.
Oh, Odeon.
That's such a long-running joke, I don't even think I need to explain it.
It's been going on for so long, and
all we have to do is
It helps give Odeon a reason to live. So
even though Shot Caller's not new, but if you are kind of a new to the forums or the podcast, welcome. Say hi to Odeon.
Yeah,
say hi to him.
He'll say fuck you right back.
What game has scared you guys really bad?
Dead Space.
I haven't played Dead Space yet, so I'd have to go with Fear. Man, nothing scared me more than Fear.
Yeah, Fear is creepy.
Just walking through. And not knowing when the hell those stupid little ghosts were going to come out. Oh, Fear creeped the hell out of me.
Fatal Frame.
Fatal Frame scared
Fatal
Jesus
Frame.
Out of me. The first one? Yes. Oh, God. That little girl. Oh, creepy.
I don't really play horror games, but the first Resident Evil, when the fucking dogs jumped through the window, that scared the shit out of me.
You know what other game scared me?
What?
Two Worlds.
Fuck you.
Oh.
Forsooth. I killed a bear, dude.
Fuck you. I didn't play Jumper.
That game scared me, too.
I couldn't even finish watching Jumper.
And the movie?
Yes.
I like the movie.
It wasn't Hayden Christensen that failed me on this one. It was Samuel Jackson's hair color. I couldn't get past it.
What game scared you, Gambus?
Fatal Frame.
There you go.
Fatal Frame! Oh my God.
Well, Steak for the Xbox scared me pretty bad, too.
What movies are you guys looking forward to seeing later on?
Movies.
I
want to
play a game.
Saw 5, of course, for
Blech.
Me.
I want to see Saw 5. I want to see Max Payne.
I want to see Quarantine.
Yeah, I do want to see Max Payne.
I
want
to see Quarantine.
I haven't seen previews for that.
It's like the twistedest trailer I've ever seen in my life, and it like makes me really want to see it.
Yeah, it does look pretty good.
I want to see Zach and Miri do a porno Kevin Smith's next movie.
Yes.
Like Orgasmo 2 or something?
That's pretty bad.
But it's Kevin Smith, so that means they'll talk about Star Wars and comic books.
Basically, it's Seth Rogen.
And geeks will flock to it.
Yes. Basically, it's Seth Rogen and the girl from Happy Gilmore, his love interest in Happy
not
Gilmore.
From Happy Gilmore.
Huh?
It's not from Happy Gilmore. It's Elizabeth Banks.
Is it?
Looks dude, you've like been her. Sitting over there quiet this whole time, and then you just bust out with some rage out of nowhere. Stupid fucking idiot. It's not from Happy Gilmore.
Elizabeth Banks fanboy over there. Jesus Christ. Fine. Elizabeth Banks and Seth Rogen, basically, they're a poor couple, and they're getting ready to get evicted, so they're trying to find ways to do money, so they decide to do an internet porno, and they start hiring all these people in, and it just goes from there, but... Basically, it's going to be extremely raunchy and very Kevin Smith. So, there you go.
Lord.
But
after Jersey Girl, he just... What happened?
Yeah, exactly.
I still need to see The Incredible Hulk. So, I want to see that. And, of course...
How did Iron Man make it out before the Hulk?
Because it came out before the Hulk.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
Came out like a month before the Hulk.
Yeah.
It lasted in theaters longer than the Hulk.
You know, The Dark Knight is still in theaters?
That's awesome.
And next year, I'm looking forward to The Watchmen.
Yeah.
Who'll watch them?
Finish this sentence. Want to be a baller?
Shot caller.
What?
You don't know that one?
No. I guess I don't keep up with the latest.
How about this one? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
You could do that, I guess.
I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. You remember that song?
I do.
No.
That was old school. Well, semi-old school. Not real
I
old
stay
school.
Away from that station. Favorite drink? Alcoholic and non-alcoholic.
Mountain Dew.
There's so many. There's so many drinks.
Non-alcoholic.
Sorry, that was my Homestar Runner reference for the podcast.
Non-alcoholic would probably be iced tea. Alcoholic, Stella. Stella.
Let me see. Non-alcoholic, Dr. Pepper, Cherry Coke, Vanilla Coke,
You got a lot of favorites.
Monster.
Because he doesn't have an alcoholic
grape.
Favorite.
Right. Yeah, I don't either. Yeah, so.
Alcoholic Mountain favorite, Dew. Let's see, Mudslide, Krillin Japanese beer.
Who is this guy?
And Smirnoff Ice berry flavored. That's pretty good.
Mine's just Mountain Dew. I really, really like Mountain Dew. In fact, Mountain Dew makes me happy. Like a cold Mountain Dew just makes me happy.
If it makes you feel like you're on alcohol.
Mountain Dew, yeah. The feeling I get when I open up a cold Mountain Dew is what I imagine people feel like when they say, man, I'm going to go home and have a cold beer. That's what I imagine the feeling
do
is
the,
similar.
Do the whole like commercial thing like...
It's totally does not what is happening.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do the do.
I guess.
Justin.
What?
What's Dr. your favorite? And your favorite alcoholic?
I don't drink.
There you go. I guess if I had to pick alcoholic, I drink mostly Miller Lite, but I would much prefer it to be in a frosty glass as opposed to a bottle.
Frosty mug.
Yeah. I like it in a frosty mug.
Frosty.
Other drink wise, I'm a big fan of the Dew, but I don't drink it very often, so I'd probably
I
go with Coke.
The
Dew the Dew.
But I also like Kool-Aid.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I got that Kool-Aid.
I really like Kool-Aid
man,
too.
You know I want some motherfucking Kool-Aid.
Ask me if they got Kool-Aid, man.
I also like that drink called
I'm
chocolate
serious about
milk.
That Kool-Aid.
Mom, give me my chocolate milk. All
right, this next question. Number 9. Who do you hate so much that if you saw them walking down the street, you would run up to them and kick them in the stones?
Ouch. That takes a severe amount of hate. I hate Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, there Durst. You go. Yeah.
He's an axis of evil.
Yeah, Osama bin Laden, I would kick him in the balls.
I can tell you, but I'm not going to name names on the show.
Oh, yeah?
Snap. A little close.
I think I may know who you're talking about.
A little
about.
Too close for comfort, perhaps.
I'm trying to think of somebody, legitimately, that I would kick in the balls if I saw them out running around.
Hmm. I prefer the path of least resistance. I don't hate anyone.
I don't know that there's anybody that I would really run up to and, like, really just haul off and kick him in the junk.
Yeah, that's kind of rude.
Yeah. Well, not just rude. That's just...
Hurts.
Yeah, that's just a little over the top.
Hey, my man.
And it's also
you just got
bit,
kicked in the nuts.
It's also cowardly.
Well, speaking of kicking in the nuts, you can do that in Saints Row.
Although...
You can just walk around and kick people in the nuts.
Funny story. A kid I went to high school with, once he got into college... was he and several other people that I know were walking around the streets of Oxford, Ohio, where I went to college. And they're just walking around. And all of a sudden, this guy is just running down the street at him. And they didn't know this guy. He's just running, like, full speed down the street at him. As he passes him, he cocks back and punches the one guy as hard as he can in the nose and just keeps on running. It was a run by punching.
Holy crap.
Wow. Yeah.
Now that is,
I just something. That visual right in my head cracks me up every time.
That's crazy, man.
Although there are probably a couple people that if I saw the Jonas Brothers on the street, I would probably hit all of them in the face with a rolled up newspaper.
Well, my father
and say no, no.
Is your father Darth Vader?
Luke.
He's more evil than Darth Vader.
I am your
left
father.
Left me in Niagara Falls. That's for another story.
I left you in Niagara Falls.
Are you Joe
Falls.
Dirt now? What the fuck? You got a mullet?
I think I'd kick John Madden in the nuts.
Boom!
You would say that, too, whoa. And you kicked him. Boom!
Well, when you see when you're looking over and you're seeing the guy on the 10-yard line.
You sound like Rodney Dangerfield.
I got no respect.
Gallagher, that non-funny comedian.
He's
Gallagher.
Dead. Gallagher is dead.
Good.
That'd make it easy for you to kick him in the neck.
Hey, I like Gallagher. I like exploding
watermelons.
Watermelons.
Neat. David Blaine, the trickless magician. If anything, at least get an expression on his face.
Twaw. Twaw. All
right. It's gone on way too long.
What was the happiest day of your life?
I don't know.
Go ahead, Gambus.
I don't know. The happiest day of my life? Let's see here. Well, okay. Not quite personal, but here it goes. One of the most happiest days of my life was the day that I got my PlayStation 3.
For God's sake.
Thank you so much, Dusty.
That was a good day.
You know something? I was so happy that day. I was borderline being a PS3 fanboy.
You're banned.
But yeah, there you go.
You know,
I hate to do the like the cheesy everybody expects this, but the day I got married.
Yeah, that I know you're not going to say that, but yeah, that's mine too. Is the day I got married.
If circumstances are different, it probably would have been. So I have to dig somewhere in my past.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's the day you kicked your dad in the nuts.
That day's still coming.
The day I hit a 3-run triple at Sinclair and actually got called to play for the baseball team.
Nice.
Permanently got off the bench.
Nice.
That's about all I got right now, just for the fact that, you know, I was a walk-on for a college baseball team and was able to actually play.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What about you, K-Dub?
Well, the day I met the love of my life, Mrs. Peterson.
No, happiest
day. Trying, baby.
Let's get it on.
Happiest day of my life. Walking down the street, and I look down, and I found a quarter. So I go inside the candy store and bought a chocolate bar. I opened it up, and there was a golden ticket inside.
And you ran screaming through the streets?
That wasn't my happiest day.
I got a golden ticket.
Hey, his is kind of the same. He found a quarter and walked down the street and found Mrs. Peterson.
Actually, the happiest day was when I won the Super Bowl.
You won the Super Bowl?
You didn't know that?
Just you?
Just me.
Against 11 other guys?
That's not the first time you went one-on-one with 11 other guys.
You should know you were there.
Oh!
You didn't have anybody else to videotape it.
You weren't doing videotaping. That's what you want to call it.
I guess what it all comes down to is, you know, granted, I'm old and almost 35, but I hope that I haven't, I haven't encountered the happiest day of my life just yet because I still got a lot of it to go.
Oh, God, that's funny.
All 20 years.
The king of quips over here.
He hadn't said anything the whole show. Now he's just busting them out. He's
busting the quips.
He was saving it.
All right. Gambas, I think I'll leave you out for this next question. But who's your favorite sports team?
The Cincinnati Reds.
I mean, we're like combining like period, right?
Well, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, just like.
Because not everybody's going to be into every sport, right. So.
The Cincinnati Reds are my favorite sports team.
St. Louis Cardinals.
The Raiders. I have to say it.
We'll say it.
Carolina Panthers.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
You're a fucking poster child right now.
I'm also a big Yankees fan.
At least until you take the clothing off to sleep with my mom.
she's a fan of his Panther too. Yeah.
She's a cheerleader.
Sex Panther.
Because he won the Super Bowl.
60% of the time it works every time.
He said, "Thanks guys, for the reason I wake up on Mondays."
Thanks. Thanks for the good question.
Believe it.
All right, here we go.
Hold on to that feeling.
Are you ready to tackle this? This is gonna be it for the show.
Yeah, sure.
All right, this comes from Miguelito. We apologize for taking so long to get to it. We'll do our best with what we have. All right, I know you guys get a lot of questions, and I know this is a lot to read, but I spent a lot of time thinking up compiling this list. I wanted to ask, one, what do you think of the list?
It's a good list.
If you can't go through the whole thing, what are the highlights and lowlights? Maybe make it a question to other listeners and post the list somewhere they can comment. Two, what features would you like to see on the PSN? I think it's feature-rich, and I'm content, but these things I suggest would make it even better. Three, maybe if you could pick one or two you really like and one or two you really hate from the list. And thanks for reading the question.
It's a good list. There's a lot of stuff in there. Right. So put a lot of time into it.
There's a lot of stuff on here, like last time online, better support for Flash, more memory dedicated to the browser, voice messages, inner voice game chat, which actually, if he's talking about what I think he's talking about, that would be my most requested thing for PSN, is to, when I'm playing other games, that I can private chat with people. So say, like, I'm playing Uncharted and somebody's playing Resistance, I can chat with them, like you can on 360. Yep. That's a big thing. That'd be nice. You can answer messages in-game now, which is huge, but... I would also like that.
You know what I would want? A peer offline feature.
Yeah. I appreciate that with, like, on the PSN, there's only two statuses. You're online or you're
not available.
Not available.
Right.
Whereas on, like, 360 or MSN Messenger or Yahoo Messenger or whatever, you have busy on the phone, invisible, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I would like more of those options. That would be huge. Because there's a lot of times I go online and I just want to sort through some things or do
some
reviews.
Or I'm watching a movie or something.
Watching a movie and stuff like that. So, which on PS3, if you're watching a movie, you log off anyway.
So. Right.
But, yeah, I would like that. When you press X on a PSN name, add the option to view messages. That would be good.
Yeah, that I don't understand why they – I mean, I know why it changed when they added the whole PSN card, but it doesn't make any sense to me that you can't just, you know, push X on them, view their card, and see their message at the same time. You can only create a message. You have to hit triangle and do the whole message list thing.
I do like his option for forced in-game custom soundtracks where every game should support it, which we go back to the whole...
Agreed.
Supporting across everything.
Yeah.
Rearrange the interface to make it slicker looking. Designated areas for battery info, time and date. These are all just, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Cosmetic
right.
kind of features. Info option to change the news bar to full length scroll. Yeah, if you use that, that's really nice if they updated it more. That'd be another request for me, is to update that info bar more often.
Right.
It seems to be very behind.
Yeah, or maybe even select what news you want to be scrolling to.
Yeah, like if you could choose, like use the info bar to pull RSS feeds or something.
Right.
That would be cool too, which he also mentions RSS reader, music and video auto download, easier access to news, Word file reader for PSP and PS3. I guess, but like Word, PDFs, and stuff. Cross-compatibility with AIM, kind of like what Microsoft does
right.
with MSN, which honestly, you know, even after I had it, I thought it would be cool, and I never use it.
Right.
So, games owned and played list. That is huge.
Yeah, that's a big
one.
That
is something that I would love to have, like 360 has, where it shows every game you've played, keeps track of it on your little card or whatever.
You can see what every person on your friends list has played, where they are at achievement-wise, and yeah, that's a big plus.
The last time on,
nah.
Option to alert when your friend is playing the same game as you, option for cycle ability, example, when you scroll right from friends list, it goes to system settings, when you scroll all the way throughout videos, you go back to the top, quick tap context dependent PS3 button options, option to use one or more, settings can be changed, will go directly into a message if a message is received. That might get a little intrusive.
Yeah, that would get irritating.
We'll go directly into new messages inbox when multiple messages are received. The thing about messages that kind of bothers me is when you go into it, it remembers what you were on last.
Right.
So if you were at the bottom of your list and you've gotten 10 messages since
right.
then, you've got to scroll all the way back up. So I think it should always start at the top with the first new message. We'll go directly into trophies earned or received screen when pressed after a new trophy is earned, which is what 360 does with achievements. When you get an achievement, you hit your button.
Well, yeah, you got to hit the guide button, though. It doesn't do it automatically.
No, it doesn't do it automatically, which it shouldn't do in the game either.
Right.
Because if it just did it when you were playing, like, it takes you into the, you know, out of the game.
But I do wish that you could just hit the PS button and it automatically show you what the trophy was for.
Yeah. We'll go right into the music player when a song has started.
On that same note, in terms of messages, I wish on the PSN when you received a message, it was the same deal. You just tapped the PS button, and it automatically took you to the new message.
That PS button should do everything when you have a message.
Right.
Like if somebody comes on, you should be able to hit the PS button and go to
which may be
profile.
What he's talking about, actually.
Yeah.
It may... Oh, yeah. He's talking about all these as PS3 button options.
Yeah. And that's what it should be. Gotcha. Definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
On the message note, they should have one delete button.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Like, when you go to delete messages and stuff like that, why does it have to ask you?
Right.
Like, I think that they should give you an option like the 360 where you hit it either with the button and it'll ask you for confirmation or just hit one button. like the X button is delete, or you can hit the message and select it and then scroll down to delete, which is what the PS3 does anyway. But on the 360, there's an extra button. Make it the square button. Just delete. Straight delete. Right. So the message is gone. Because deleting messages takes far longer than it should. Fast forward and rewind in music player at all times. That'd be nice. These are all functionality things that 360 added over time that I think Sony will add over time too, and there are more things that you don't see that they don't like really advertise. Right. They just kind of happen. The ability to real-time chat instead of just going back and forth message to message. Oh, I guess that'd be like a text.
Right.
Like an instant messenger. More visualization options.
That I don't really care too much about.
YouTube PSN specific channel on website with YouTube features put onto PSN to allow posting of videos, recording from game or iToy, which I think you can do with Home. You can like record your videos on there and share them in your home space. So
What's Home?
It's delayed, is what it is.
Yeah. Did you hear the most recent rumor that it's going to launch same day as Xbox Live Experience? I believe that.
Ability to attach more and bigger files in your messages. I don't even use that feature, so...
I've had some pictures attached to me and stuff.
Yeah, pictures, but that's about it. Limited in-game XMB for PS2 and PS1 games. I guess I could see that. Kind of like... when you're playing a PS2
just messages
game.
And stuff.
Yeah, I guess I can understand. Being able to stay logged into PSN when you're playing a PS2 game, but right. It should be an option.
Right.
Ability to limit XMB choices to a certain tab. I don't really know what he's asking.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
More room or info slot for online profiles, longer gamer comments. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
of course, 360
be nice.
Could do for a longer gamer quote.
Yeah. Right.
Gamer motto.
Both of them could use it.
21-letter characters, 21-letter motto suck.
I couldn't even put my friggin' URL for my site in the one on the PSN. I had to take the www dot off at the beginning to get it to fit. Where was I? Ability to copy media and games wirelessly to and from the PSP. That would be cool.
Yeah.
But then again... Well, I guess the PS3 does play the PSP encoded files, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, some. It doesn't play like... you can't play PSP demos or anything
well,
on
yeah.
PS3. But.
Yeah. Increased media server functionality for codec and video, which that's something we all want. It took forever to get DivX on 360. ability to put sound through HDMI and other outputs. Ability to join and invite games from XMB. Clan features on the XMB, which...
I wish were standard on every system.
Self-installs on firmware and games. Yes, thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
The whole ridiculous second install step is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I hate it so bad when you go to download something and then you have to install it, and it's just a pain in the ass, and it takes you out of the experience. Like, you get online to play Warhawk now, and you don't have that update... You're talking 20 minutes before you can get into the game. And
well,
it's not that it takes that long to download. It's just all those processes.
Yeah. Agreed.
And I don't like that at all.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing that's frustrating is that stuff on the PSN downloads so much slower than on Xbox Live. That's frustrating
as well.
These
kind of go with it as well. Background game installation and background installation for Blu-ray titles. Ability to access limited browser during gameplay. I can't really see a need for that, but low power standby mode, very important when not using full resources like listening to music, which would be good. My big thing, and I don't know if he has it on this list or not, is charging the freaking controller.
Yes.
When the system's not on.
You know, my other thing, downloading games when the system is off.
Yeah, I forgot how much I love that on the 360 when they added that. Like, I could just start a download and then turn it off.
Right.
So. Ability to leave PS3 on in download mode.
There you go.
So there you go. Update to RAM in future systems. Ability to use memory card slots to upgrade RAM. I don't really think that's possible.
I'm not really a big fan of the upgradable console because then it follows down the same road as the computer where you have to keep upgrading it to play the newest games.
Same thing with his Blu-ray drive upgrade. I don't think that's going to happen. The return of the emotion chip and memory card slot. The memory card slot I never did understand. That was kind of crappy.
Yeah, that was crappy.
Hibernation mode where the game can be paused, the PS3 be put into sleep while a task is done. You can resume where you left off. Sleep mode's neat. I don't see a purpose for it on consoles. I see a purpose for it on handhelds.
Right.
Video playlist, continuous play of video files going from one file to the next. I guess that's a nice little feature. Right. Better support for the iPod. The ability, yeah. You know, you like that, don't you?
Yeah, because I plugged my iPod in and it didn't do nothing.
Nice.
The ability to network and have special network PS3 in the same house or on the same network, and the ability to share media. So basically like a shared PS3 network among multiple systems. Portable copy features for all movies and PSN games. That just opens itself to piracy.
Right.
Portable copy resolution would be reduced, compressed to make file size smaller for PSP. The ability to sign into multiple accounts. You can do that on 360, but the games are pushed away. some games don't even support earning achievements across multiple profiles, even if they're all logged in.
Right.
That's all up to the game. Ability to attach and easily detach a PSN ID to a controller. Yeah, that'd be nice to move your PSN ID around. Controller sleep option to make the controller sleep when inactive after a minute. Yeah, because it doesn't go off unless you tell it to go off.
Right.
Skype. Unread message icon. Reminders that pop every 5 to 10 to 20 minutes after initial event. Community chat game, chat room boards and micro games can be played by anyone. Kind of like micro games. Kind of like what Microsoft is doing with that 1 versus 100 stuff.
Right.
PlayStation calendar, which I guess would be like a keeping track of all the stuff you're
release
doing.
Release dates.
Tournaments.
Oh, or is he talking like on the Wii calendar where it shows you what day you played different stuff?
That, also upcoming tournaments and events, release dates, promotions.
Gotcha. I think that would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be cool, but
I'd like to see Microsoft have one of those too. I actually like that feature on the Wii.
Free music and a music
Microsoft's
store.
Microsoft's kind of starting to do that because they got the Out This Week thing going on. So.
Yeah, which is nice. Trophies turn into eventual points for PSN games. Yeah, we've been hoping for that on 360 for ages.
Yeah.
It's not logical for them to do that, so probably won't happen. Trophies are still kept viewed, but you give up points. We wanted that with achievements for ages, but we never got it. Actual digital locker to save stuff and retrieve it when done when you buy a new hard drive, which, yeah, like store your saves and stuff online. Auto status update, like if I'm watching a movie or busy or idle or sleeping. Animated background, which is probably something that'll come.
Yeah, that gets a little, I don't like animated backgrounds. Gets a little
XMB
distracting.
PSI support. PSN ID password option, as well as option to individualize content, but not mandatory. So I can make it so when someone else logs onto a different PSN account, they can't access my media.
That should be on there.
Yeah, but it's not. The ability to save multiple different wireless configs in a wired one. Ability to buy a backward compatibility add-on. Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah, they do sell a backward compatibility add-on. It's called the PlayStation 2.
That's true. The ability to buy PS1, PS1, PSP converter to pay $1 to $2 to convert them using the system and install them into PS1.
You know what? Actually, with the recent Rock Band thing where they let you copy all the songs from Rock Band 1 to your hard drive, I think that's a great idea. The ability to copy your PS1 or PS2 games straight to your hard drive. Maybe, like he says, pay $1 a piece and just copy them straight to your hard drive. That way you'll have them there.
This
you can
is
just
true.
Play them straight off that.
But then you would run into the
piracy issue. But, I mean, if you connect it with a PSN ID and only allow you to copy it to your hard drive once...
You could still trade that game in, though.
Well, yeah.
And that's kind of where they legally can't do that unless you do it like the 360 where it requires you to put the disc in
right. Every
time. So I'm not saying it's not a good idea. It's just they can't really do it, I guess. Catastrophe would like to know, here's my query. What question do you wish people would ask?
I think they've all pretty much
I'm not
going to
read your comment.
You sure you want to read my comment? Because exactly what my answer is. So.
Okay, here's the question that I would like people to ask me. What's your favorite book, comic book, literature, movies, and music? There you go.
I don't have a question.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I much prefer people coming up with stuff because people come up with much better questions than we would.
Yeah, that's true.
Vagina.
Yeah. We got what question you would ask.
We got time for one more question, and it comes from Altis1.
Altis1.
He says, what are some of the marketing phrases that developers and publishers use that piss you off? For me, it's the dreaded X game can only be done on Y system.
Yeah, I hate that.
I'll just start calling him Slipknot.
You start calling him Slipknot? Well, yeah. He listens to Slipknot while he plays Viva Pinata, which is just awesome to me.
It is.
That's really a good one.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that one. I'm also not a fan of...
You know what a big one I'm not a fan of, and not to pick on a game too much, but... If you don't like it, you don't understand it.
Yeah.
I'm really kind of sick because I hear that more than just from one person, and it just kind of frustrates me because it's like if your game was that good, you should have thought more about showing people how to play it instead of just assuming that they would figure it out.
You know what one I hate more than anything else is this game is a blank killer. Drives me up a freaking wall.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Drives me up a wall.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Anytime somebody compares their game to a high profile, high selling game and says that it's a killer or that it leaves it in the dust or whatever, it drives me up a wall.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
Another thing that I hate is whenever someone says, "Oh, you could buy this system for under $400." So how much is it?
$399.
Oh, it's $399.99.
Yeah, that's all over the place.
So in other words, you really are paying over $400 when you include tax.
Well,
so
yeah.
There, you guys are suckers. I hate when that happens. Ah!
Oh well.
I definitely want developers to stop saying that Alan Wake is actually going to exist one day during the Resident Evil whatever. 5 thing at Tokyo Game Show. We're going to show an official trailer for Alan Wake. They didn't because they hate us and Alan Wake's never coming out.
Alan Wake's never coming out. It don't matter.
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
Somebody needs to wake Alan's ass up. And
All right. Well, I think that puts us at a nice time there. Don't want to dig into another question.
Yeah, because the questions nowadays last 15 minutes
exactly.
Long each.
So,
hey, keep sending them though. I like questions.
Yes. Good questions.
I just wanted to wave my little card around. But that wraps up the show. Next week we'll be back to talk about a lot more stuff.
Oh, my God.
There'll be a lot of games going on, and we're about to hit the busy season.
Hey,
what?
Did anybody check out? I know Boogeyman's a fellow Dragon Quest fan. Did you see the Dragon Quest 9 trailer?
No.
For DS?
No, because I got rid of my DS, so I don't care anymore.
Dude. It looks like Dragon Quest VIII, maybe even better. It looks freaking awesome.
Nice.
Yes.
Although, I guess to kind of wrap it up, I discussed with the guys earlier today a possible feature we may be adding. I'm not going to bring it up now on as far as the podcast goes, but just say when you're clicking to listen to this week's episode, you may get a little something extra here in the near future. So there we go.
It's top secret.
I'll let the minds ponder at the possibilities.
Dude, you know they're going to overthink it. They're going to think it's something even more awesome.
They're going to give us a school.
I'm not giving you nothing.
They're going to give us free games.
They're going to give us N4G the movie.
Hey.
N4G the movie.
Blue Ball's directing. Anyway, we're getting out of here. So, Mr. Collin.
All right, I guess this is the part where I go...
Blacktop pavements, cover me. Like a chemical reaction or a steamroller, spreading randomly. There's a distant buzz and the frequency. the leaves off of every tree violently. What pretension, everlasting peace. A beacon in the mind of an ancestor to ignite a people's will. There's a shadowed stain on the west facade. It has spread like decay to entrap the fraud, and the descendants find it oh so odd. Sunshine and everlasting peace. Everything must cease. Great memorial. Like the comforting caress of a mother or a friend you've always known. It evokes such pain and significance. What was once is reduced to remembrance, and the generations pass without recompense. Oh,
voting with emotion instead of common sense.
You don't have enough. You don't have enough rock in your voice to be Barack Obama.
But I guarantee that a leprechaun will come to your door and give you a pot of gold.
I'm talking a pot of gold, friends.
And I guarantee that when you wake up in the morning, a mermaid. That's right, my friends. A mermaid will come up, swim up to you, and give you an ice cold glass of lemonade. You will have a puppy sitting on your door waiting to lick you in the face.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
So vote with emotion, my friends, because common sense is out the fucking window in this election.